Have you got game?
So I'm talking to Mike Young, who is the creative director for Madden NFL 13. And I guess it may be an obvious question considering your title, Mike, but how do you keep the game fresh from year to year? You have to somehow make people want to play a whole new football game every year. How the heck do you guys do it?
It is the biggest challenge. It's actually hard to plan to project a year ahead and go, when people touch this or see this, they're going to say, this is brand new. This year's team, you know, we've been hearing this a lot over the last couple of years that it's not new enough and it's good, but they're not seeing enough innovation. And this team just really went after it this year. And we said, we're going to have something brand new that people can't miss in every area of the game. So gameplay, we wanted our game modes, like our career modes, to be brand new. And we have that with connected careers. And visually, we wanted, and auto, you know, all presentation, we wanted to sound brand new. So we have Phil Simms and Jim Nantz. So we wanted, you know, somebody to put the game in and not miss what's new about this year's game.
Well, I was going to ask you next what you think your focus was going to be, but it sounds like your focus is really torn in a number of directions to get all this stuff done.
Yeah, and the problem is sometimes if you go after too much, you leave, you know, too much. It's hard to pull it all together, but the team size did increase last year, and we had a brand new leadership team. And then just the passion on the team, and, you know, we worked so hard with this focused mission of getting the game turned around to what we wanted it to be and across the board. You know, it's not enough just to add, like, a new gameplay mechanic or add a couple small tweaks to the game modes, but we wanted them to feel like this is a brand new Madden experience. And, you know, we didn't want people to be able to say, oh, I could skip this year, or it feels kind of the same. I can see that it's better, but it's not better enough. Like, we really went for it this year.
And every conversation that I've seen to have about Madden starts with one of the bigger changes, the Infinity Engine. You guys have redone your physics engine to try and, I guess the words that I keep hearing is, try and get rid of all those canned animations. As someone who works at a radio station, could you sort of just break it down to my level and walk us through basically what you guys are talking about when you say, hey, we got this Infinity Engine in our game?
Yeah, the Infinity Engine is adding physics to the game. So all the interactions before, so imagine every tackle, as the players touched, it would decide which animation to play. So I'm going to play this tackle, and the play is over, and you just watch it. And it would factor in things like, what angle is this guy hitting the running back at, and, you know, factor in all their ratings and play out some kind of predetermined result. Well, now things like limbs and every part of your body is able to touch every part of somebody else's body. So you're getting interactions that previously didn't happen. You'd see guys' arms go through other body parts and as though they were invisible, and it didn't affect the game. So you'd, as a running back, you could run over a guy on the ground and not have to run around him or hurdle over him. Now with physics, every part of your body is in play to have a physical interaction with somebody else. And when it comes down to those predetermined tackles, so as the players touch, it's going to try to play an animation, but physics is going to modify that as the players try to do what they want to do. Like, imagine a running back lunging for a couple extra yards, leaning forward for that. Well, if a guy hits him from the side, he still wants to lean forward, but he might have to brace himself. So now you're seeing things like stumbles and pinballing effects. So a guy gets hit from one side, he's about to fall down. Well, he gets hit from the other side, and now he stumbles back. So you're seeing kind of organic animations and modifications to animations that have felt stale and kind of repetitive and predetermined. So that's really the key there.
I can't imagine this is something that you guys simply started working on 12 months ago. How long has this new Infinity Engine been in the works?
It started before the Madden team and that NHL and FIFA had built some of the parts. So we had something to start with. And when we went into this year, we thought, there's no way this can ship this year. We're going to start it because we know this is the future. So this was for Madden 14. And around Christmas, it started to look and feel so good that we thought we could get this to a point where it would benefit the game this year. People would love it. And, you know, that's why it's not an NCAA football, but it is in Madden. It was literally you know, a couple month window where it went from a 2-year project to, wow, this is, we can make something great happen for this year's game. So you're right in that it's bigger than kind of a 1-year project. And if we didn't have those starting pieces, never would have been possible.
And I would imagine also would have been extremely hard to sit there as people were making comments about certain animations. And you talked about how you want the game to be fresh. I'm certain that having this ace up your sleeve, that wasn't the easiest thing for you guys to sort of keep quiet.
Yeah, well, along the year, there was, we had builds where we had to turn it off because it was too early to be seen, and we didn't know it was going to come. We couldn't build up any expectations with, you know, we have this, I call them a super group of some of the biggest fans and bloggers. They come in throughout the year multiple times, and they see what we're working on, and they give us a good sense of how the community is going to react once the game goes large. But in our first pitch, we pitched, wow, we're going big, but we didn't have this piece in there because we couldn't commit to it. And so there was still a lot of excitement for the game without it. But when they got the reveal, it was kind of blew their mind because they were already excited enough about the new year. But yeah, it was a really touchy subject all year about not kind of letting the cat out of the bag and not committing to it unless it was good.
Well, the Infinity Engine also isn't the only thing you guys have been working on. As far as I understand it, also the passing mechanics, or at least the throwing mechanics, have been overhauled. At the center of that is the pass-ready system. Can you sort of just break down for me and everyone who's listening to this sort of how you guys have overhauled the passing or the throwing mechanics for this year's game?
Yeah, there's a couple parts. The one you mentioned is the icons. The simple concept is if a receiver can't see the ball, he can't make a play on the ball. So as guys run out for their routes, imagine like a 15-yard curl, for the first, you know, right before his cut, he's not looking back at the quarterback. And now our icons are kind of grayed out to show you that you can't or shouldn't throw the ball to him. You can, but he's not looking for it, and it's very unlikely he's going to see it. So it's going to sail past him. So this is, you know, realistic is people run routes and there's a time where they're expecting the ball, and you know, that's what we're mimicking now, and it's helping people kind of understand the game of football and the timing of football. On top of that, we've added tons of new throwing animations. So things like throwing on the run and things like little shovel passes feel more natural. There's also a throw into space mechanic. So now we're allowing the quarterback to put touch on the ball, to lead receivers, to do things like back shoulder fades. Basically, you're not just throwing the ball, but now you can put this touch on it to put your receiver in the best position to make the play on it. And we fixed play action. So play action used to be jokingly referred to as like instant sack by our fans. It took so long to get those plays started, and the running backs were kind of clueless and wouldn't pick up the extra protection. So we've improved the protection on those plays, and we've allowed the quarterbacks to abort the play action. So if they can see that there's a guy not getting picked up, you can now instantly pull out of that play action and throw the ball, versus having to like complete your full 5-step drop and, like I said, instantly get sacked. And on top of that, there were over 400 wide receiver animations that have made all these catch holes go away. So a lot more coverage on the types and positions the balls can be where they catch them. And something last year people complained about was leaping linebackers, these superhuman linebackers that could leap, you know, not even seeing the ball, but would leap up and make these incredible interceptions that were super unrealistic.
Yes, I remember.
We've toned that down, and we've also allowed the quarterback to have that touch of, you know, not every pass is a line drive or a moon ball, like we used to call them, but you can, you know, drop them over these middle linebackers, and you really feel like you have the tools as a quarterback to put the ball in the spot you want, over the players you don't want getting the ball, and it's made a world of difference.
I'm talking to Mike Young. He's the creative director of Madden NFL 13. He's joining me here on God Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan to basically talk about Madden, which is out today. And Mike, we started off this conversation talking about how you and your team sort of make the game fresh every year, and a couple of things to mention, like the new Infinity Engine. One of the other major changes is you guys have scrapped two of your bigger modes, and you've turned it into one mode called the Connected Career Mode. Can you sort of just break down what that is for our listeners, and why did you guys decide to go in that direction?
Well, first of all, the new mode is franchise mode, superstar mode, and online franchise built into one brand new mode that allows, you know, up to 32 people playing online or offline to be a player or a coach. And the cool part is you can be in a mix and match league. So you could have five friends that are quarterbacks, one guy that's Warren Moon, one guy that's Tom Brady, and another guy that's himself using, you know, his actual face inside the game. And you could have five more guys that are being the, you know, the head coach of their favorite team, whether or not that's, you know, bringing back John Madden, being Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, or, you know, trading your own guy and being the coach of the Buffalo Bills. So these mix and match worlds allow people to play the way they want to. But these, it wasn't just the connection that's cool. It's we brought the whole mode to life with the new virtual Twitter feed. So all the news events are really brought to life, and it makes the worlds feel authentic and real. You have guys like Skip Bayless commenting on your career. And the whole new XP system, which everyone's really liking, is, you know, as a coach, you are earning XP, which you can spend on yourself to buy packages that allow you to upgrade your team. Every player on your team earns XP, so each week you're, you know, building up the guys, you know, get your guys playing time that you want to improve. So do I keep my rookie quarterback on the bench where he won't earn XP, or do I get him in the lineup and every week he's earning more points, and then I decide how to spend and boost his career? And as a player, I'm doing that too. I've got goals. I'm earning XP every week. I've got practice to earn XP. So really a true career progression that allows you to strive for the Hall of Fame. So every character in this world, they're all striving to get to the Hall of Fame. And also with this league, we allow you to retire, say, in year five. Say you played 5 years as the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now you want to retire him and continue at that exact same spot in your world as a tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. We allow you to do that. So all this time you've invested in this fictional world, you can now continue and change your career. So multiple characters in the same career. And there's two big reasons why we pursued it. Number one is we felt like the game, the modes had become stale. We've really offered the same experience for the last 5-6 years. We've added new features along the way, but it really didn't feel like a different experience. So we wanted to give people something new that felt innovative, that gave people a different way to play, a different way to express themselves. And then, you know, a strategical reason was, you know, every year we had to choose which mode to, you know, work on. If we work on franchise mode, that means superstar mode and online franchise mode won't have enough, you know, progress on them. So every year we were in this dilemma of kind of choosing which mode, and we found that the audience, you know, they want all of it. And by combining these modes, any improvement now makes the other two modes better. So I think over the long haul, this allows us to every year add a lot to these modes, keep them fresh, without leaving a certain type of player, you know, wishing we had time for the thing they cared about.
Mike, I could sit here and I could ask you questions like all day and all night. Man, it's just such a huge product that it feels like I only scratch the surface with the 15 or so minutes that I have, but unfortunately I'm coming to the end of that, so I have enough time to ask you one last question. I guess it's kind of a blanket question to try and get as much information in there as possible, but has anything changed with Mutt, or as you guys I'm sure call it, the Madden Ultimate Team?
Yeah, well, we call it Mutt too internally, but Madden Ultimate Team has brand new interface. Even the way we intro you into the mode, now you get to pick your favorite player off your favorite team. You get that team's jersey. So if you love Troy Polamalu, you go in there, you start with Troy Polamalu. It gives you a great starting captain, is what we're calling it, for your team to build around. There's 36 legends in the game to now pursue, and they all look exactly like they did back in the day. So Otto Graham, the great quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, he comes in with a old-school helmet, and he doesn't wear a face mask, and he's got the long sleeves, so it's really exciting to add guys like, you know, Walter Payton to your team or Deion Sanders and see him rocking the do-rag on the sidelines. And there's a, you know, there's these awesome new solo challenges, gives you a new way to play offline. One of the first challenges you can play is a Vince Lombardi challenge. So beat the current-day Green Bay Packers and unlock Vince Lombardi. I think people are having already a lot more fun with the mode this year. you know, more designers on it than ever before, and I think it's more fun. People are saying that it's easier to get cool cards, and there's more ways to play and connect with your buddies. So we're pretty excited about it.
Mike Young, once again, is the creative director of Madden NFL 13. Like I said before, I really could sit here for hours and just pitch questions at you about Madden, just because, like I said, I feel like I barely touched the surface of what this game is this year. And unfortunately, though, I'm restricted to a time limit, which is now passed. But, Mike, you have given me a lot of great information for me and my listeners. So I thank you very much for joining us here on Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Thanks, Brian.